thank you. Welcome. I'm John. I'm an alcoholic. Welcome to the newcomers, the 90-day token takers. Tully, right? Returning members, wives, husbands, friends, uncles, cousins. I'm going to talk about what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. Alcoholism started at a very young age, probably in my sophomore year of high school, and I took a first drink of beer for the first time, or what I can remember, and then got into the harder stuff, rum, later at a party. Blacked out drunk, threw up everywhere, all over my clothes. It was a life-changing experience. At first, I didn't really like the taste of beer. I think I took one sip of beer and then spit it back out. I didn't really like it. I was kind of nervous. Sorry, I'm not used to a lot of people. Throughout that summer of sophomore to junior year, I started drinking more heavily, started partying more, started drinking more often, started drinking with more friends, got encouraged to go to more parties. I was just your average kid in high school that just liked to drink, I guess, or learned to drink. And, well, as the years went on, I'm pretty sure I don't remember my last 3 years of high school. I was pretty much lost in a teenage wasteland, as you call it, you know. And what it was like, it was a life-changing experience. You know, I can't forget those old memories and replace them with new ones, but I have a better way of life today. With newer and more cherishable memories that I can remember this time. You know, sober date is March 15th, 2014. I tried the program at 18 in 2008. It only lasted about 30 days before I kind of gave up. I think if I listened to How It Works one more time, I would go back out. So, I don't know. So from 18 to 25, I had a seven-year relapse, and in that time I had about 16 hospitalizations, including 5150s, trips to the drunk tank, fights, losing stuff, dropping out of college, re-enrolling into college. I was just drinking more often and more heavily and had more problems. What happened? I think I already covered what it's like now. I'm sober today. I am glad I've had this program to find my higher power, and that is finding God and spiritual, you know, and sweating quite a bit. I feel like I have 3 months sobriety. It's funny, when I came back to the rooms, I was just like a week or two after my 25th birthday, and I had 3 months clean. And I knew there was a club right down the road from where I was living. And I think I went back there because I had a craving, you know. I drank essentially because I liked the effect produced by alcohol it gave me. Just all those worries, those fears, those resentments, the bitterness, all the financial troubles or anything I had worrying. I drank over it just so I could lose that feeling and feel better about myself. Something in my gut that when I drank either a beer or a couple shots of whiskey, I felt a warm feeling, like I was welcomed. You know, when I was, I didn't really drink too heavily till about college, and that's when I, you know, smoked a little bit more weed there too. So I think it would raise my grades or something. I don't know. But I stopped that about 5 years ago and got clean from that because I knew I needed to make a change. What it took me to give up the drinking is that I was at a bar, and it was March 14th, 2014, I was at an Irish pub, and I put down the whiskey. My friends asked me, you know, why'd you put down your whiskey? You still got, like, a couple shots of whiskey, maybe half a glass. I said, I don't know. I don't feel the same way as I'm drinking right now in a social setting. I feel like I need to stop. I've been trying to quit for a long time, and I really would like to, you know, quit and try to see how long I can stay sober. I've been having multiple years of being arrested or in institutions that I need to get clean. I want to do this for me, and I need to know that I've damaged a lot of people, my family, myself, my health, friends that I probably won't see anymore. But, yeah, I needed to get clean just for myself and my sanity. It was a willingness that I gave up, you know. It took some time to really think about that glass when I was just sitting there with whiskey. And I was thinking, maybe if I just down this, I can quit tomorrow. But I still left the whiskey in that glass, and I left it there on the bar stool. I was just like a moderate social drinker. I drank beer only, limiting the drinks, drinking with friends, drinking at parties. And I switched from scotch to brandy because I don't really think I like that stuff. I didn't even like gin. I thought gin was just garbage water. I don't know. I didn't like it. I wasn't very into the hard stuff. I really like, you know, just beer. Lots of beer. But, you know, it took a lot of time for me to really grow up. It's just I was clouded in the fog for a long time because of addiction. And when I was trying to give that up, it took a lot of steps. I think I sat on my first step for 7 years. But it took – I didn't know I was an alcoholic till like, people were telling me I was an alcoholic in, like, my junior or senior year. You party every weekend. I've seen you drink. You never quit. You're always drinking other people's beer cans when you're drunk. I have no idea. I don't know. Garbage head, pretty much. There was a lot of hurt I had to hold in for years. Speaking those terrible things when I was drunk and arguing or fighting with family members. I think we all have that similar story. And they, you know, we thought, like, in our right mind, well, I'm doing the right thing and just let me go do my thing. Let me go drink. Well, you're acting brashly, you know. Why don't you stop for today and just control it by the end of the night? I couldn't do that. I had to go out and I needed to get drunk with friends. I needed to smoke weed or I needed to try something to get me a rush to go do the things I needed to do to have me have some, you know, it would set me back, but I would also have more enjoyment doing that. But I'm trying to prevent that today. I'm trying to stay sober, and I am. I believe I'm on that fourth step, and I've been on that fourth step for a while. If you're a newcomer and you don't know what that means, that's just the personal inventory, all the wrong or anything you feel that was bad. If you're a newcomer, I feel, you know, you're feeling uneasy right now, but it's okay. When I came back to these rooms when I was 25 with 3 months clean, someone asks, do we have any token takers today? I didn't raise my hand. I said, I got like 3 months and a couple weeks. They welcomed me in. They said, come on up and get a token. And as soon as I took that three-month token, it was the longest time I've been clean for over 10 years. My hands were shaking. I was sweating a lot like I am now. And I took that three-month token, and I was about to walk back to my seat. And they said, no, you got to share how you did it. I'm like, this is my first meeting in like 7 years. I don't know what to do. So, and I've been sober ever since. For about the first year, I kind of sat in the rooms as a newcomer just trying to listen, and I did some shares trying to listen and, you know, read the book and follow the steps, reading traditions and steps to kind of understand what the program means. And for the first year in the rooms, I really just had to sit and listen to the message because it really opened my eyes. It took a long time to just get out of that fog naturally. It had to take a lot to just get out of my own skin, to just feel comfortable, to, you know, get the feel of people around me, you know. I have a mental illness. I got bipolar, and I also have anxiety disorder, social anxiety. I think it's a lot from a lot of stuff I've been through in my life, you know. You know, when I say my name is John, I'm an alcoholic. I'm just speaking the truth that's the really deep down feeling I'm trying to find out about myself. And I know I can't drink controllably. I know I shouldn't drink because I'm on medication and doctor's orders. But I also know that I'm sober today and I want to stay sober. I know if I go back out, I'll just be falling down in the pit. You know, I can forget all the past that has done me wrong, but I can never forget what it taught me. You see, what I have in my past, that's what I have to learn from. So standing here today being sober, I have to walk out there and walk a new way of life. That's touching, you know, stuff with my higher power and getting to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And this program has really changed me. When I signed up to be a 10-minute speaker about a month ago, I didn't realize how many people were going to be here. I was kind of sweating quite a bit. I feel like I'm at a party and we ran out of beer and some guy went to go get some. And sitting there stressing out, you know. But anyway, as Ron Burgundy would say, you know, stay classy. but I'm John, I'm an alcoholic, and I'm, you know, I'm going to keep coming back to these rooms because I feel it's welcoming me. So, thanks.